Joining us now, very happy to be talking to him, is Dr. Jonathan Max, internal medicine at Mita Health Medical Group. Dr. Max, how are you?
Hi, G. I'm doing well. I'm staying safe. How about you?
Hanging in there. You know, a lot of concerns right now. I'm sure, you know, this was just one more thing that, especially, you know, from a healthcare perspective, you have a lot of concerns about. We heard Dr. Arwadi reflect on this as well, about encouraging protesters or people that are out and about to self-isolate.
Yeah, gee, when I was watching those the protests and the vandalism and riots over the weekend here in Chicago and throughout the U.S., I think everyone in healthcare and many, many folks who even weren't in healthcare were dropping their jaws, not because of the magnitude of the situation, but also because of the dangers of COVID-19 and getting together in groups, some wearing masks, some not wearing masks. Some wearing eye coverings, others not. It's just a recipe for disaster in the next couple weeks.
And Dr. Max, that's what's so difficult about this situation, in the sense that where we are right now isn't really telling us about the dangers that we're putting ourselves in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, now that the weather's getting warmer, you know, school's out for many kids and families. We're starting phase three, you know, as you just spoke about, you know, earlier in an earlier segment here in Illinois. People think that we just kind of don't have to do these things. So we've been doing them for a while to protect ourselves and protect others, when in fact, we have to really maintain that same discipline. And if we don't, I'm afraid that instead of moving forward, we will slide back and we'll be back to square one.
This is something that we were talking about with WGN radio reporter Ryan Burrow, but he was mentioning that something that's been going on a lot is sort of people having the mask on. So for people even wearing their masks, sometimes they're lowering it in order to speak with people. And why is that particularly dangerous?
Well, the problem there is that the mask, G, is supposed to do two things. It's supposed to protect yourself when you're breathing, and it doesn't do a very good job of that, of keeping things in. But more than anything else, it's supposed to protect others around you from those little particles that get expelled from your mouth when you talk. You know, during all the protests, people are screaming and yelling, you know, they're chanting and such, and all that loud voice, that loud volume really spews, for lack of a better term, tiny particles, and those particles can have COVID virus. We know, G, that people can be asymptomatic for an average of 5 days. So this concept of an incubation time, where the virus is growing in your body, you're spreading it, but you feel fine. And if you think about 5 days, and the range goes from anywhere from 4 days to an average of up to 14 days, you know, all those folks down in the city, down in the suburbs, could be in trouble. You know, and it's not just the protesters. I mean, you know, if we have to give grades to people, G, you know, and you know how I have four kids, and they're all teenagers, and we're always talking about grades all the time, you know. So, I think of things in terms of grades.
Overachieving household there.
I don't know about that. I know about that. No one gets good grades. You know, anyone I saw on TV or you know, heard on the radio, mea culpa, someone named G takes her mask down when
yes.
she talks to people sometimes.
I forget,
right?
Sometimes, and then I think, oh, I better not do that. And listen, I'm gonna let you continue this thought, but I just wanted to throw the number out there, 312-981-7200, because what happens when Dr. Max, who's with internal medicine from Amita Health Medical Group, comes on, you wait until the very last minute to call, and I don't want you to miss your chance to ask Dr. Max a question directly yourself. So 312-981-7200. Dr. Max is going to be taking your questions coming up. He's going to be talking a little bit more about phase three. He's going to be talking about the first human trial potential antibody treatment, and of course, any questions you have. Phew, that's a lot you've got to cover coming up with Dr. Max. We were just listening to Dr. Max about to give me a grade. I don't think it was going to be a good one for occasionally forgetting why I have a mask on my face and lowering it when I'm speaking to people. continue, Dr. Max, from Internal Medicine, Amita Health Medical Group.
Well, the thing is about these weekend events downtown and throughout Chicagoland is that everyone who's out there, almost everyone, got bad grades because a lot of people pulled down their masks mm-hmm. intermittently. Newscasters did the same thing. Many of the police officers were not wearing masks. They're wearing face shields, mm-hmm. Many of them, which, from a medical standpoint is good to help protect you against all this material and such. But most people got bad grades, and that makes me scared that there will be an increase in COVID cases in the next few weeks.
And we were hearing from Commissioner Dr. Arwady, who said sort of the city's met its health goals for reopening and that cases and hospitalizations are on the decline. Are you, after seeing this footage, for example, is Amita Health Medical Group preparing for what might happen down the road in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
We sure are. Our medical group is part of Amita Health, and we cover, we have a huge footprint in the Chicago area with over 19 hospitals. And our medical group, has over 1,000 clinicians. So we've been working since day one getting everything prepared. We are actually one of the few larger medical groups in the country who remained open during COVID-19. We're fortunate enough to be part of a bigger organization called Ascension, and had a ton of resources for the PPE. You hear about that all the time,
right?
Personal protective equipment for our hospital staff and our physicians, for our offices to keep patients safe and our team members safe.
Well, you're talking about the concerns with the protests and the gathering of large groups, but also, do you have some concerns about moving into phase three and that there's going to be more people in potential contact with one another? And I have a follow-up question once you answer that one.
Well, I think that as long as people remember to maintain those precautions, so the idea of social distancing, the idea of hand washing, so some of the basics, and then, of course, using the face masks on a regular basis. If we do those things, I think we'll probably be okay. Gee, there's a study. You know, there are tons of studies published on a daily basis on COVID-19. In fact, according to a international database, there's close to 2,000 articles published, medical articles, not just news articles, but medical articles published per week, 2,000 per week. Lancet, which is one of the biggest journals, mm-hmm. one of the most respected journals out of Europe, published a systematic review yesterday. So a systematic review kind of takes smaller studies and brings them together and then reevaluates the data and looked at one question. And here's what the question was, G. They asked, what are the best practices for keeping yourself safe when it comes to COVID-19, looking at physical distancing, face masks, eye protection. And what they found is that social distancing is probably one of the most impactful things that we can do. A minimum would be greater than a meter, so a little over 3 feet, but ideally 6 feet, so 2 meters or more. And they also found that face masks are modestly beneficial. Eye protection is really, really good. But then, again, the basics, the hand hygiene, and a lot of the common sense stuff that we might forget when we, get excited. When you spoke to mm-hmm. your bookshop owner and your salon owner and yeah. everyone's so thrilled to enter phase three, if we can just take a deep breath every day and every time and just say, oh, let's make sure we wash our hands. Let's make sure we're using our face masks. Let's make sure we're staying 2 arm lengths away. And I think we'll do fine.
Dr. Max, I know that you're a big foodie and you enjoy going out, having, dinners of all kinds, whether it's just sort of a hole-in-wall place, mom and pop shop or something finer dining. Any concerns on your end in terms of dining in particular?
I do have some concerns. I'm concerned that some shops, some restaurants might not be ready or as ready as they should be to educate their staff to not come in if they're sick, to make sure that they're maintaining all the social distancing protocols as much as they can in the restaurants. I mean, I'm sure you've been in the back rooms of restaurants before, Gene.
Yes.
You know how tight it is in those galley kitchens. Mm-hmm. I mean, incredibly tight. Everyone's, you know, side by side constantly, and it's hard to maintain some of those correct procedures. Now, we can only go on faith and hope that everyone will do their best, and life does go on. Life does go on.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, some new things happening, including there's a first human trial of a potential antibody treatment for COVID-19.
Gee, this is really, really cool. Yesterday, Eli Lilly, so a big pharmaceutical company, announced that they've started human trials for something that they call LV-COV555. So that's kind of their code term for this study compound that's derived from antibodies, human antibodies. So a little science lesson for you and for our listeners, G. Antibodies are the proteins that our body produces to help fight infection. So when our bodies get exposed to a bug, you know, like COVID-19, mm-hmm. it produces antibodies to fight that infection. So what Eli Lilly's been able to do is to take one of those human antibodies and kind of clone it, okay, in a synthetic manner so it's safe. And what they hope to do is that this antibody can be given to people like as an injection, as a shot, and then kind of neutralize all the COVID-19 viruses in your body. An analogy would be, you remember those anti-theft devices, G, for cars that go on the steering wheels?
The club.
Remember those things?
Yes.
Yeah, those really, really cool things. They're like only $39.99, you know, if you buy it right now. Very, very, this Eli Lilly concept is very, very elegant and simple, that it acts like the club. You know, the club keeps you from driving your car. This antibody attaches to the virus and keeps the virus from entering your body. Now, here's the rub, though, G. Mm-hmm. The rub is that this is a phase 1 clinical trial. What that means is that this is the earliest round of human studies, because there are 3 phases of clinical trials. The first phase, which is phase 1, just evaluates the safety, and you look at side effects and dosing, that kind of thing, in healthy people. Phase 2, if you pass that, a compound passes to phase 2, where you give this study compound to a group of people who actually have an illness. So you'd give it to, let's say, COVID-19 patients, and then you find out how well it works, you find out more about side effects. If you pass that second hurdle, you go to the final phase, which is phase 3, and that's where you take the study compound, so this LV-COV555, mm-hmm. and you compare it to what's called usual treatment or current treatments or placebo. Now, we don't have anything really to treat COVID-19 right now, so this will be really, really exciting if this compound can get to phase 3 and these antibodies can be used to either fight infection when someone is sick, just like you give an antibiotic, you give amoxicillin for someone with some sort of illness.
Got it.
Or even cooler, you give it to someone as a preventive agent, almost like a vaccine type thing. I'm not sure where it's going to play out, G. It's really elegant. It's really exciting. You know, time will tell.
And how long, you mentioned all the phases of the trials, how long realistically will it be, let's say, it works before it can be used?
Well, historically, these phase trials last for a few years, where you have to get enough patients to administer to. Once you gather the data has to be analyzed, and then you need approval to go to phase 2, then you need approval to go to phase 3. I think with the urgency of COVID-19, everything's going to be fast-tracked. In fact, I think you read this too, G, that Eli Lilly is considering to start manufacturing this antibody before they even get to the final phase of testing, just in the hopes that if it does pass, that already have a huge catchment of medication to give to people. Now, that's also ambitious, and it's a great concept, but it's very risky on their end, because if things don't work out, they spent all this time and effort and money producing this treatment that goes absolutely nowhere.
I'm just curious along those lines, Dr. Max, and you might not know this off the top of your head, but I sometimes hear about, oh my goodness, it seems like there's so much more red tape and there's so much more regulation here in the United States for from, you know, the FDA. Is that the case or no?
It sure is the case. And I again, historically, lots of red tape, lots of regulation. And the at the end of the day, the whole purpose here, G, is to protect us, to protect the patients, the consumers, to protect the public health. But with many of these emerging therapies or diagnostic tests, the FDA has fast-tracked a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. With the hopes that further studies will be done to guarantee the safety of tests or of treatments.
So maybe manufacturing before phase three is even completed might be something that would happen more frequently outside of the United States.
I think so. I think so.
So, Dr. Max, we only have like a minute left. Is there something you a thought you want to leave us with so that we can think about getting a better grade with you the next time we talk to you?
I think we're all creatures of habit, and the idea of maintaining those good habits are going to be key. Just like walking into your car, stepping into your car, you put your seatbelt on before you turn on the engine, turn the lights on before you leave the parking space. We have to maintain the same habits of staying safe. I also want to put a plug in for everyone to stay in good contact with their healthcare professionals, whether it's someone from Amita Health Medical Group or Amita Health or another healthcare system. You know, reach out to those healthcare professionals. If you don't have one, there are many, many available for you who can help out during this crisis.
Well, Dr. Jonathan Max, internal medicine with Amita Health Medical Group, thank you so much for being with us. And I know that you and your family, I hope you continue to do well, including your four kids. And when I say that, I think we need to give a shout out to your wife as well. So I hope Mrs. Max is doing great, too. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, Gia. Yeah, she's the best. She's my best friend. She's definitely my best friend.
Absolutely. That's how it should be. Thanks, Dr. Max, for being with us.